Okay, condom roses tutorial. You wrap it around.
Teal Gordon is the co-director of the Ramshackle Cabaret. The night before the debut, she was running around getting everything in order. The larger-than-life playing cards that act as set pieces, beanbag-sized dice, and teaching her performers how to make flowers out of 400 prophylactics.
As long as you guys don't poke holes in them, that's rule number one. And don't worry if they're not perfect. Last year, we had some really funny ones.
Gordon was a performer in the first show 4 years ago.
The show, I mean, the whole night was so magical. It was incredible.
The organizers had decided to donate proceeds to the Planned Parenthood Clinic in Sitka, and they thought they would only raise a few hundred dollars. In the end, they raised $7,000. The cabaret has snowballed from there, raising some $10,000 last year for the reproductive healthcare organization. This year, some proceeds from the shows will go toward renovating the shelter run by Sitkins Against Family Violence. Although the local Planned Parenthood office closed last year, other funds will be donated to Planned Parenthood of the Greater Northwest and are specifically earmarked for low-income women in Alaska. The fact that the cabaret empowers women and supports sexual health is important for Casey Ray, the show's aesthetic director.
It's okay to be comfortable with your body at any type and like be comfortable with sexuality in general. And as long as you're safe and educated, that it's not a bad thing.
She says the boundary-pushing performances that involve nudity and suggestive themes are really a creative outlet.
And it has such like a negative undertone sometimes in the entertainment realm, and thinking that it's just cheap and provocative when really it's an art form, and burlesque is a very classic form of art.
The show this year has stand-up comedy, belly dancers, fire breathers, glowing hula hoops, and even a boa constrictor. The organizers have really gone all out. There's a male review for the first time, too.
Welcome to the show you've all been waiting for, the spectacular Showgirl!
At 8 months pregnant, Margaret Hart is the big mama of the show. She's wearing a skin-tight gold sequin dress. And it's sexy. Being a part of the cabaret helped Hart embrace her body.
It's a challenge for me personally to feel good about myself and my body. You know, I'm a curvy girl, and it makes me really like myself and say, you know, hell yeah, this is my body, and people love it, and they enjoy what I give them when I give it to them. So it's also about personal choice and me choosing when they can see things and when they can't.
And the guys like it, too. Adam Litton is one of the MCs this year.
It's the greatest show this town does every year. I mean, it's the only thing that is straight up just an adult entertainment show that is fun and safe and promotes the right values of women's health and the right amount of, like, appropriate sexuality, I think, that is somewhat repressed sometimes in this town.
And just in case anyone's been a little too repressed, the cabaret is heavily staffed with security and no photography whatsoever is permitted. The only things audience members can take with them are their memories and a bouquet of condoms.
Luck be a lady tonight.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.